The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
All right then, 9.30, let's say hello to Lottie Billington. Good morning, Lottie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
How old are you, Lottie?
I'm 9 years old, but...
But?
I was 8 when I did the picture.
Ah, the picture, you say. Will you tell me a little bit about the picture, the famous picture?
Well, I entered a competition for a J.K. Rowling book for the illustrations of it over lockdown.
Yeah.
And there were 18,000 entries.
Say that again. How many?
18,000.
18,000 little hands around the world drawing pictures for J.K. Rowling for the hard copy edition of the book that she'd been writing for children over lockdown, and you decided I'm going to draw a picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was 38 winners and I was one of them.
Oh, for goodness sake. Get the applause in here immediately. Lot. Listen to the whoops and cheers and holler. An artist. What a skill. Now, what is the Ichabod about?
It's about a monster and King Fred, and they live in Cornucopia, I think.
Yeah.
And they fake attacks from the Ichabod, and he's actually kind.
You see, everyone thought he was a monster, but actually he was really nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, with a name like Ichabod, people judge, don't they?
Yeah.
And they're very mean to judge, because actually the Ichabod's probably pretty nice fella. Anyway, back to your drawing. How did you decide on what picture you were going to draw?
Well, I like drawing animals and I like doing different details and colours in my pictures.
Yes.
So I chose the peacock for the thing.
Now, I have to say, I think a peacock would be quite a difficult creature to paint or to draw. Was it a hard task for you, or did you...
Yeah.
Really? Why?
It took me a few hours.
I'm not surprised. How did it become difficult? Why did it take so long for you?
Because I had to do, like, all the feathers on the peacock and the beak and the eyes.
And now, as I have this hard copy in front of me of J.K. Rowling's book, The Ichabod, and there you are. And I think it's page, what am I looking at, page 38? And you're there with your beautiful peacock's picture and your name underneath it. Have you seen it yet? Do you have a copy of it yet?
Yeah, I got a signed copy and a certificate from J.K. Rowling.
Well, how did that feel?
I felt really good when I got it.
And are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah, I've read all the books except for the last one, because it was a bit scary. So I'm going to leave it until I'm older.
I think you're dead right. There's no rush. You'll get there eventually. Do you watch the movies as well, or just the books?
Yeah, I've watched the movies.
They're great fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
And are you a big reader, generally speaking, Lottie? Do you love books?
Yeah, I love reading books, and I got a Kindle for Christmas 1 year, and I've got, like, more than 160 books.
Come on! Tell me the truth. Don't tell me the lies. You read what?
160 books on my Kindle.
Where are you from? What planet are you from? What part of Ireland are you from?
Westport.
Don't they have beautiful bookshops in Westport?
Yeah.
And would you visit them often?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned the Kindle, which means you don't have to go to the bookshop. But if you're going to the bookshop to buy books when you were younger, I mean, I know you're older now, but when you were younger, what sort of books did you buy? Who did you like to read?
Well, I got a book of Guinness World Records, and I like reading Ripley's Believe It or Not as well.
I used to love reading them when I was your age, because you'd get the book, maybe in November, December, maybe Christmas Day, and it went on forever, because there's so much in it. What sort of things did you like to learn about and read in those books?
Well, I like to read the interesting things in it, and I like, I'm not sure, I like everything.
I used to love to find out who's the tallest man in the world, and just to see him and think, God, it must be tough there in the rain, because it's constantly raining, because his head is always in the clouds. But did you win a prize because of your book being chosen, or your picture being chosen?
Yeah, I got A signed copy, a certificate, and €500 worth of books for our school.
You are a hero, a heroine. Not all heroines wear capes. You just swooped in and left €500 worth of books to your school. Will you tell me the name of your school, please?
Brackley National School.
In Westport?
Yeah.
Who's your teacher there?
My teacher is Miss Burke and the principal is Mr. Tony.
And are they, I mean, let's talk about them for a minute. I mean, do we like them? Are they troublesome?
Yeah, they're very
nice.
Oh, my
God. Whew. For a minute there, Lottie, I thought you were going to, you know, get yourself into a bit of trouble. But they're lovely, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you always loved reading since you were tiny, tiny?
Yeah, my dad used to read to the bump in my mom's belly when I was younger.
He read to the bump?
Yeah, when I was in my mom's belly.
So when you say by younger, you mean not even born yet?
Yeah.
So when you were like a little baby in your mom's belly, your dad would, do you know what stories he'd read to you?
He bought a book of bedtime farm stories.
What a gorgeous thing. You see, he sent the words into your mum's belly and then into your brain, into your little baby brain, so that when you came out, all you wanted to do was meet the words and the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bowled over by that. Can I talk to your mum?
Yeah.
Good morning. Hi, good morning, Sarah.
How are you? How are things? Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today.
No problem.
What a beautiful story about the bump.
Yeah, I think I was 5 months pregnant when he arrived home with the farm stories book, which was ironic. I wouldn't say he had ever spent a day on a farm before, but yeah, that's when her reading journey began.
And didn't your bump turn out well?
My bump is amazing. Yeah, she's an absolute heroine, as you said yourself.
There you are.
I have two little amazing stars, superstars. Yeah, I'm a very lucky mummy.
What did the other bump become?
The other bump became Rosie, another superstar.
And how old is that superstar?
She's 7, and as well, Lottie's has amazed me in this journey with her modesty and her humility around her achievement, but Rosie has also amazed me in terms of, you know, it's not easy being the little sister and your big sis getting all the attention, but she's been so supportive and so proud. And yeah, I just feel incredibly grateful to be there, mummy.
You can share glory, you can share winning, you know, you can actually bring it home and hand it out.
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you tell me about Mal?
Yeah, so Mal was
your husband?
Yeah, he was, and he passed away when the girls were 3 and 4. And yeah, he was amazing. He was full of love and kindness, and I think he's very much in this win as well, because she certainly didn't get her artistic skills from me. She did try and give me a few art lessons over lockdown, but they didn't work out so well. So yeah, it just feels like he's very much with us in this achievement as well. So that's lovely.
How can I ask you how Mal passed away, if it's not too insensitive?
It was food out, sudden unexpected death in epilepsy.
Okay, I've never heard of it described that way as a phenomenon, a horrible phenomenon. And
yeah,
the girls were very young, and I know Lottie's still with us, Lottie, so don't if you want to come and get involved in the conversation, by all means do. To have something like that happen, how did you all manage and confront the pain?
Well, I think Lottie and Rosie were my greatest teachers in it all. They've really shown me how to deal with, as what we call in our house, the big feelings, whether that be through art or dancing or singing or whatever. And, you know, we've had amazing support from family and friends. We're very, very lucky in that sense. Over the past 4.5 years, you know, there's been lots of adult support, but ultimately they've saved me and we've saved one another. And we were very fortunate that my mom had moved in the month before Mal died.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel very sorry for her in that, because it's very hard when you're a mammy and you want to fix things, just like I want to fix things for my baby. Even though I was a 37-year-old baby, she still wanted to fix things for me, but she couldn't. But she certainly has made things a lot more bearable, and we'd be lost without her love and support. And I'm very grateful that the girls have her in their lives, because I grew up with my grandparents living with us, and they were my best friends. So I'm glad the girls have Mom and also their granny Molly, who lives close by, but unfortunately we haven't been able to see her lately, but we'll see her again after lockdown.
Of course.
But yeah, it's been, we've just been very blessed with the people that we have in our lives. Mal's family and my own family have been amazing, and you know, I don't want to give the impression that we're drawing pictures and dancing all the time. We're not. There are days when, you know, I'm desperately lonely and it hurts like hell, but they're, and I'm a cranky mammy that they don't deserve. But for the most part, we've a lovely life. Like, a terrible thing happened to us, but mm-hmm. we have a lovely life full of people who love and support us. And if, you know, if Lottie's story and her achievement can give anybody else a bit of hope that they'll be happy again, then that's a great added bonus.
That's
and
right.
I am so unbelievably proud of the two of them.
You should be. Lottie.
Yeah.
Does your mum get cranky often?
No, not really.
Hang on. I know your mum's... Sarah, you know, don't be getting in the way here. I'm trying to have a quick sidebar here.
She's
with Lottie.
Very loyal, right?
Lottie, you don't have to pretend that everything is perfect just because we're talking to each other now. I'll ask you again. Does your mum get narky sometimes?
Not really.
You have her well trained, Sarah.
Don't they just? Yeah, bribery is a great thing, right?
Lottie, I'll ask you another question, but it's totally different to the last one. When you were very little when your dad died, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And do you remember how you felt at that time?
Yeah, I was very sad, but our uncle made us teddies out of my dad's clothes, and Mom made a book with pictures of my dad and us in it.
And when do you look at that book?
When we're feeling sad.
And what does the book do for you, for your heart and for your mind?
It really helps.
And you're fond, it makes you smile and you think about lovely feelings.
Yeah, and on my dad's birthday, we always go to a coffee shop and buy hot drinks for the next 10 people that come in.
I have to say, Ryan, that was their idea. Again, it's the learning that I have gotten from Lottie and Rosie has been amazing. I mean, they were only 3 and 4, but when it was coming up to his first birthday, we just had a chat about what he liked and the way he was. And they said hot drinks, which was something we used to slag Mal about being English. He used to say, would you like a hot drink? Instead of saying, would you like tea or coffee? So the girl said he liked hot drinks and he liked being kind. So they came up with the plan to go to a local coffee shop and buy hot drinks for the next 10 people that came in. And that's something that we've done on every birthday since he passed away. And it's just, again, but that came from them. And I think, you know, if a lot of adults and parents and teachers alike, if we stood back and gave kids the space that they need to teach us, we could learn a lot from them. And that has been an amazing way of remembering him, and has felt a very real way.
Can I ask you, Lottie, a question?
Yeah.
You know when you decided you wanted to do something nice for your dad's anniversary?
Yeah.
Why did you decide on the hot drinks? Now, your mum has described it a little bit, but I'd like to know from you, because you were very young at that time. It's a very big thing to do. It's a very kind, big-hearted thing to do. Can you tell me what you were thinking?
Well, we knew our dad was very kind, and he loved buying people hot drinks and things, and so we just decided to do that. And his favourite coffee shop was Mocha, so we went there every year, and I hope we can do it this year because of lockdown.
Yeah. Well, if they're doing takeaway teas, are they, in the coffee shop? Takeaway hot drinks?
Yeah.
Well, then you can definitely do it. So you pay, is that what you do? You give them the money for 10 hot drinks and then the next 10 people randomly come in and they get them free because it's in your dad's memory?
Yeah, me and Rosie use our pocket money.
Oh, I don't know if I'm able for the pair of you today. It's no, but you know what it is? I feel like Willy Wonka at the end of the film, you know, when he talks about a chink of light and a world gone mad, you know, it's, Sarah, you're proud, but I think this sort of kindness is contagious.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ryan. And we're spreading it, you know, we're spreading Mal's kindness when it feels a very real way of spreading Mal's kindness when we do that, and just in our daily lives. And they are absolutely bursting with kindness, Lottie and Rosie. They're just amazing little girls, and I couldn't, you say I'm proud. There aren't words to really describe how I feel about them and how blessed and lucky I am to have them in my life. And Mal very much lives on in both of his girls.
I hope this is again inappropriate or unfair to you, but your Mal had an identical twin brother. Is that right?
He has. Yeah. Uncle Nono. Yeah.
Uncle what, Lottie?
We used to call him Nono when we were small. His actual name's Noel, though.
Now, how has that led to problems in some respects, Sarah, on occasion?
He's scared a lot of people over the last few years, that's for sure, who didn't know he existed and knew Mal. In the early days, there was a few accusations of Noel Billington having an affair with Sarah Staunton. Noel lives in Lugeburg, in a small town in Mayo, and so there was a lot of mistaken identity. But, Noel has been amazing, and he is the best uncle, and he was the best brother that Mal could have wished for. And between him and other uncles and nephews and cousins, they still have some amazing male role models in their life, and we're very blessed to have him and his family in our lives.
You have some pretty good bookshops there in Westport. I know you're keen to mention them, so I'm happy for you to do that.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have some wonderful local bookshops here. And my good friend Seamus Duffy has the bookshop on Bridge Street, and he had the Ichabod in the window as soon as he got it yesterday. And I had the pleasure of working for 6 summers there as a teenager, so that would have been your dream job, Ryan.
I sure would. I still think about it. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and another shop we love is Tertulia at the Quay in Westport, where they have a special Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs.
So. Brilliant.
I think they're closed at the moment, but they're doing a click and collect service. So yeah, and there's other shops as well, but they'd be two that we have a personal connection with. So we're very lucky.
Lottie, what do you want from Santa for Christmas this year? Can I ask you? Have you decided yet?
We just sent it yesterday, the letter, and I would like a camera, the Instax camera, and some accessories for it.
So you've got an artist's eye. Is that it as well?
Yeah,
that's it. That thing with the coffee, I'm glad Paul reminded me of the line that I was trying to quote there, where Willy Wonka says, "So shines a good deed in a weary world." And I think that's where we should...
Beautiful.
Does that make sense, Sarah?
Absolutely, absolutely. It sums up Lottie and Mal, and I think that's a lovely way to finish the interview, Ryan.
I think so too. And I would just tell you, from the comments coming in, you're making people cry, but I think that's not a bad thing. I think we need a bit of catharsis in the country, and if you're going to have a cathartic cry, have one knowing that there are good children and beautiful children who are going to be leading us in the future, and they'll be led by the likes of young Lottie and young Rosie.
Absolutely, they're inspirational, and I'm all for a good cry myself. Keep crying.
Okay, listen, I can't wait to see. I really can't wait to see. I love Westport. I'm there a bit. I know the bookshops. And if you'll have me, I'd love to call by and say hello sometime when I'm in town.
We'd love to.
I'd love
to meet you in person.
Okay, same here.
That'd be lovely.
Same here. Okay, will you tell Rosie I love her too?
I will indeed.
No, that's important.
And thanks very much. And thanks to Tara for all her sensitivity.
She's great.
And the way she dealt with Lottie as well. She's
appreciate
amazing.
That. That's a nice thing to say, and it's the correct thing to say too, because she's fab. Sarah Billington, thank you. Lottie?
Yeah?
Will you stay brilliant, please?
Yeah.
That's an order. Okay, see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you both so much. And, you know, it's the power of books and reading how it can be life-changing. And that picture of the peacock in page 36 of J.K. Rowling's new book, The Ichabod, it will take on a whole new meaning, having heard that story from those two amazing women. And women, I mean, the little girl and her mum and Rosie, not forgetting Rosie. It's gorgeous. I'm Lottie's aunt, says Rain. She and Rosie are total joys in the world, but Sarah is inclined to be a bit cranky. I thought as much, just to set the record straight. Thank you for that. Super proud of all of them, and of Mammy Sal, We loved Mal. He gave us such joy and he lives on in his girls. What a nice thing to say. Another, what amazing, kind little children. Their mom is so right. Children can teach us so much if we just listened and gave them space. What love and kindness their parents have given them. If only we had more people like that, they will be in my prayers tonight. And another says, I'm a grown up man sitting in my car sobbing. These are amazing kids, such beacons of hope, says a Galway dad working away and missing his kids. And Jess in Sandyford says, I am bawling my eyes out listening to these amazing people. Their dad will be so proud of them. I'm having a hot drink now and wiping the tears. But how beautiful they are. Have a great day. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong. Tears aren't crime. They're healthy, by all accounts. Healthy, I say. Back in a second.